Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show from the British Tech Network. It's Wednesday the 4th of April 2012. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So Motorola is now officially being investigated by Europe. Before there was a little kind of look-see, see if there's anything wrong, anything they had to answer for, that kind of stuff. And it looks like there is. They're upset at their failure to honour the FRAND obligation. I'm not sure what that is. It sounds like it could be a film. But Microsoft and Apple have lodged complaints and they've been upheld and it looks like they're going to be in a bit of trouble. When it's going to end, no one knows. But it looks like it's another facet in the Apple versus Google thing because, of course, Motorola's owned by Google, isn't it? A British firm has created conductive fibres that may power our future infantry. Huzzah! Our troops will have vests that are all made of conductive material, so it means there won't be any leads anywhere and they'll be able to just stick stuff to themselves and then it'll be able to charge. They'll have no battery chargers to carry around apart from the one that powers the suit. Well done to the firm, who's being kept a secret, of course, because you wouldn't want anyone to know. Don't stand near any power lines, I would suggest might be a good idea, though. Tube updates are coming to Google Maps. Now, they mapped the London transport system for buses last year in the summer, and that works pretty well. Now, if you want to know whether your line's delayed or there's work on it or anything like that, all you've got to do is click on a tube station, and it'll tell you what the delays are, how long it's going to be, and when it's going to be back in service. Oh, dear, what a fantastic thing. Google TV's also coming to Europe in September. I'm trying hard not to yawn during this story, but they're going to be boxes priced from €200 up to €300. And that's about as much as I really want to know for that story. Instagram is on Android. Yes, if you've got an Android phone, then you've been missing all the fun of the party at Flickr and all that kind of stuff because Instagram hasn't been available for you. Well, it is there now. All you've got to do is go and download it from the store and have a play, and oh, the fun will start. TomTom is in a bit of trouble. It seems that a limited number, in quotes, of their GPS devices have got a slight bug associated with the leap year. Now, you'd be sitting driving along thinking, well, it doesn't matter. I don't need to know what year it is, and I don't care if it's a day out or something like that. That'd be fine. No, the problem is actually that because of the leap year bug, the GPS doesn't even know where it is. So it's tracking you along a completely fictitious road and you could be in completely the wrong position. Don't follow it, whatever you do. If you're worried, go to the TomTom website. There's a list of affected devices there. And the good news is if you've registered with TomTom, there's also a fix to the firmware that will solve the problem. Well done, TomTom-ish. Western Digital has released the My Passport Studio 2TB portable hard disk drive. It's 2TB. It's a bit thicker than normal, but you'd expect that anyway, and it looks pretty good, and Western Digital have got a good reputation for solid stuff. It has USB 3.0 connectivity, but it's also got twin FireWire 800 ports available, which is just fine and dandy. $299 it's available for. I want one. I'll be looking to try and get one as fast as possible. Western Digital, if you've got one that you need reviewing and you don't need it back, feel free. The US Army has given $249 million to HP. And the only thing is that they're going to do is develop a private cloud service for the Army alone. Yes, it's going to be enterprise-level cloud service. Oh, so many jokes running through my head. But what that'll mean is, if it's enterprise level, of course, even if you've got the password, you won't be able to get into it. And once you've put your stuff in the cloud, you'll never be able to get it back. Air Display has been updated for the Mac. It looks fantastic. I've downloaded it. It's £6.99 worth of anybody's money. And what it does is let you use your iPad as an external screen. If you run it in full resolution mode, it's great for playing movies and things like that, but you can't see a damn thing. But if you change the high DPI settings over, then it requires a restart. But it... Oh, mate. I'm running mail on it at the moment. Looks gorgeous. Ghost Recon is out on May 22nd. We know that is coming out on all the consoles, and it's a wonderful game, and if you're into the Tom Clancy-esque type shoot-em-ups, then you're going to love this. What's also good news is that PC gamers have not been left out, because on June 12th it'll be coming out on their platform as well. The other good news is that there will not be a DRM system per se, other than you'll need an internet connection to authorise the game initially, and then thereafter you'll be able to play as much as you like. and the TSA has managed to shut down an airport. Yes, a group of students got off a flight and went into the terminal, and an attendant found a cell phone connected to what looked like a remote control car. They cleared the airport, they arrested the 11 students and their teacher, and the thing was removed. Apparently it was a science project. I think they've gone a little bit over the top there. And finally, we cross over to the Easter Bunny for today's Crap for Easter. Hello, Easter Bunny. How are you doing?
Hey, Ewan. I'm fine. Yeah, today I'm at an airfield in Dutchland. Yeah, there's a guy got in touch. He's got a PAL V1. And it's a wonderful little helicopter-type thing that drives as well. He's going to give me a ride. I think he's great because he's really gorgeous. He's wearing a jumpsuit. Oh. Anyway, we're going to do that in a minute. My crap for Easter is scientists who created the Kinect to track your tongue. Yeah, all you have to do is move your tongue from left to right and up and down, and the Kinect knows exactly where it is. Just think of all the games you can make with that. Wouldn't that be excellent? Oh, man. I'm going to go for my flight now. Start her up!
If you've got a story of a flying gyrocopter and no one else will listen or ride in it, then send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com and we'll stick the bunny on it and see what happens. And also, if you haven't noticed, we've changed everything over. You won't be getting any of the shows now on the On Bagel Tech site. So what you need to do is just go and re-register everything in iTunes. Most of the stuff's been actually authorised. A few haven't. iTunes has been a bit tardy over a couple of them. But thanks to everyone who's re-registered, and thanks also to the people who left reviews. Please, please, please leave us a review. It makes an enormous difference to our rankings. And we've got three of the top five podcasts in the tech news category this morning. So it really does make a difference. Thanks ever so much. We're going to be back again tomorrow night with the big show at 9:30 as normal. I'm having a week off this week from the panel shows. You've got more than capable guests and hosts, though. Eric Lanigan is taking on the big show. Steve Neighbour is doing the Mac show. And Carl, as always, is doing a fantastic job on the photo show. I hope you have a great weekend and a lovely bank holiday here in Easter. We'll see you after Easter. Thanks for listening.